work both ways. I think it'll be great.
Okay, so is there anything else on that particular meeting?
I don't have anything else.
All right. We had, the next item then is the concern about the minutes of our meetings. We have received a concern about having, what we put in our minutes and whether they are detailed enough. One of the things that we've talked about, you know, we want to have people be informed, but we also want people to come to our meetings. And so, you know, and also we want to have whoever is working on the minutes to not need to spend an inordinate amount of time doing something that is, in effect, replicated on the tapes. We do tape our meetings, and one thing that was brought up within that correspondence, and I think you may have mentioned it, Pearl, was if we were to mention in our minutes every time, in our draft minutes, you know, that would eventually be approved, that tapes of the meetings are available to people. That might help people to be aware of that and therefore know that if they felt like they, you know, their appetite was whetted for more on a specific topic, that that would be available that way. There's also been the issue raised about when we have focus topics from staff people, that we have those in writing and attach them to the minutes. Now, we talked about that way back at the beginning of when we were doing those reports, but we didn't actually require it of people. And therefore, some people did write them, and they are available in written form, and some people didn't. If we want to, from here on out, make that a part of what we require when someone comes and gives us a report, then we need to make sure that people know that ahead of time, you know, so that they can do that. And that could be attached to the minutes or made available as a separate document on the website or whatever, you know, to make those things more available to people rather than having the reports summarized in the minutes or whatever. You know, our approach to minutes so far, for the most part, as we've evolved, has come to be that if we make a motion and make a decision, that those things are recorded as part of the minutes, that if there is a specific topic that we discuss and there is a policy change as a result of that or whatever, or that there's going to be, then we put that in there. We have generally put commitments that people make for the next meeting in there so that people can be reminded. Probably since Sheila's new at this, we should have had this discussion at the beginning of the meeting. Sorry that we didn't. But those are the things that we have generally seen to it, got in the actual minutes of the meeting. Things that would be historically necessary, you know, like if we had originally, when we did the evaluation, for instance, we had said that we had made the decisions or whatever, but we didn't record the specific motion and the specific outcome. Well, that became a problem for Bill Brown in dealing with getting the information to Lynn Heaton about what we exactly did and what the basis for it was. And that's why at our last meeting, we approved that kind of standard motion thing so that we would not have that particular problem in the future. And so that's how the minutes have evolved. You know, I tend to be in favor of brevity rather than, you know, a blow-by-blow account. As long as all of the information is available to people via the tapes, or if if we get, you know, into a more technologically advanced age, maybe it won't be tapes anymore, maybe it'll be something else, but whatever it is, if we have a record, that is, the complete meeting in some form or another that people can get at, it doesn't seem to me necessary for the minutes to have everything in.
I think that, I agree with, but I think back to the reports, that when we have a focus and a person gets a presentation, they ought to have something, some kind of report that could be then attached to minutes.
I agree, and I would even entertain a motion on that so that the commission staff will be clear on that when we ask for reports again. Are you making it okay?
Well, you know, unless we want to do more, but that to me, the minutes basically as they are with the addition of that, to me, would make it, would put it as good as I think, you know, be an improvement that I think is necessary, and I don't see any more, I mean, you know, you don't want the minute to be a transcription of our conversation. So I would make a motion that the minutes as are continue, with the exception that when the commission person makes a report, that report be in some form or be in writing, that they have some written report that accompany their presentation that then will be attached to the minutes.
I'd second that.
Okay, is there discussion?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, and I have one thing too. I don't know that we ought to limit that to commission staff. I mean, there are times when we might have someone else make a report, but if we have someone make a report that we ask that happen, is that a
Yeah, I would leave out the commission, that when someone comes before the commission with a presentation, that they have a written document that in connection, combination with their presentation, that they can be part of, be attached as part of the minutes.
An attachment that could be included with the minutes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you said. No. Pearl, what was
my question then, also, just to clarify, I report every time, and some of what I report is in report from the director, and then some is under old and new business. It would be difficult for me to come up with a written report every time, but I think what you're asking for is additional reports, but I need to be clear if you also do want mine to be written, and if so, then do you want just the part that report from the director, or you know exactly what you need?
Well, when you do report from the director, do you have like an outline that you...
What I do throughout the 3 months is I put in a file things that I think I for sure want to talk with you about. Inevitably, there are all kinds of things that I'd like to tell you about that don't get in the file. You know, there's always things that come up, but I try to put the main things that I think I need to bring to you in a file, and then I kind of speak to you from that stack. I don't have downtime I do well to reflect, see what else I need to put in there to bring to the next meeting. And I'm really pretty well organized, so it's not...
Yeah, I don't think in depth, but maybe if you had just the outline of, you know, what you talked about. And again, if they want more, they can listen to the tape, but at least they would know that what was, you know, what your topics were.
Yeah. Right.
And then they would know if there's something that they want to be going and listen to.
Okay.
That I don't think any more than that would be necessary for your monthly or quarterly.
Do you want me to do the same thing now that we're on the subject or not?
Well, I mean, again, if you must have some outline, and maybe that'd be good anyway. You know, I don't think you're totally just coming off the top of your head with what you're going to talk about. You probably have 3 or 4 points or outlines, and that's sufficient. And that's the topics, and that could be easily attached to the minutes. But if they want more, they can listen to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone like, you know, as we pass different departments or different focuses that the commission does, when a person comes in and kind of in charge of it and gives a presentation to us, then, you know, it doesn't have to be a 20-page report, but at least something in writing that, you know, can be attached to the minutes that we give someone that wanted to just look at the minutes and get information.
Okay, so that is part of what the motion...
Did you get all that down, Cheryl?
You are getting motions, aren't you?
I got lots of them.
Just a continuous motion. Five-page motion. So I guess this, I would make a motion that the executive director and the chairman have an outline of topics that they talk about that is attached to each quarterly meeting, and that a person that comes before the board with a presentation have a written document that that can be attached to the minutes of the commission meeting.
Now you withdraw the other motion, which is your motion.
Yeah, this is a tweaking of it.
This is a tweaked motion.
Yeah, I tweaked that.
He tweaked the second up, okay. Okay, now do we have discussion on that, the tweaked motion?
We need to tweak it again.
Maybe it would be good for Sheila to read what she has.
Just the last one?
Sure. Just a minute. Did you want that before or after the reading of the motion?
I'm accepting of the minutes.
Uh-huh.
How difficult is it to put information on the minutes last?
It has been put there. We do that routinely.
Okay, so the minutes are on the minutes?
Yes, the routine things that we do are to put them on the website and to put them on Newsline.
Thank you, that's all okay. I used to search those. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, Sheila, did you want to...
Just this last motion?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Bob motions the executive director and the chair have an outline of topics attached to the minutes, and that presenters have a written document to attach.
That sound like what you said? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Boy, you
can do it. So, now, do we have any further discussion? We're running right up close to 1 o'clock here, guys.
Well, I have a question, I guess.
Okay.
Your outline of topics, is that all not basically the outline of the agenda?
Let me answer that for, like this one that's just report from executive director, for example.
Yeah, the outline of what each of us in our report.
Because who knows what topic was addressed there. That is a very good idea.
Okay.
Further
discussion.
Call the question.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Then call.
All right. We also had talked about the focus packet, which I think I just sort of started calling it that, or I don't know where that came from, but it has to do with what we have talked about in terms of something to be available to new commission board members as they come on, which could also be useful to new staff people, kind of like what Pearl was talking about, the videotape being able to be, once we have some written reports that could be updated from time to time on the specific aspects of the commission's programming, that would be something that could be used for new commission board members as they come on. You know, Michelle is kind of being, as our first person who came on board after the initial appointments were made, she's been having to rely mostly on our stating things that we've already heard about, or, you know, getting questions answered or that kind of thing. But there isn't anything that is being presented as a general rule to a new commission board member.
See, that's why I think if we have quarterly, we have, you know, just on a rotating basis, the different, you know, like we did the first year, then they do a presentation and do a written report, and then those become part of the record, then that'd be very helpful for future, future people to look back at it.
And for example, today's meeting would have been perfect to have Candy Larson speak about field service, you know, or something like that. So that there's all sorts of ongoing topics that we could do. But we maybe should also, when we do those, try to have it a concise period of time, whatever you decide that should be. Usually the report is, you know, not terribly lengthy, but then great discussion ensues, and we end up staying on the topic for an hour or two. And so I think sometimes that's been frustrating with knowing that people have long trips to go back wherever they're going, and, you know. But anyway,
on the other hand, when people have come a long way, if they don't get to say everything that they want to, sometimes that can be the other end of that for them.
I agree.
So, you know, and hopefully we can strike a balance.
Right.
I hope we can.
Well, quite often we go back to policy ground, the same discussion, and repeat ourselves to eliminate some of that.
Now, the two things we're talking about can be, I think, concurrent, or we can eliminate one or the other, depending on how we decide to go with it. If we are going to kind of cycle the focus topic and get, therefore, updated written reports on that, do we actually need to have any kind of an actual, you know, packet that becomes itself and gets, you know, passed to a new person? Or would it be more effective to dispense with that idea and have the ongoing focuses at the quarterly meetings, and therefore generate updated information, and anybody who came on new could look at the last ones that were not part of a cycle that they were on the board for? Or that was a bad sentence, but I hope it makes sense.
You know, it just occurred to me, one of the things it goes back with our last motion, is, you know, this report that we want, if we had this in advance and then read it before the meeting, it could cut down on a lot of, you know, we could get right to the point faster, and could make the, you know, instead of, you know, that turning into a two-hour thing, it could, you know, an hour would, and so that I think might be an improvement on the process.
The part that would be missing then would be the people in the general public who came.
We can put
unless we have made the report out there, I mean, like really out there ahead of time. You know, I wouldn't ever want us to short circuit people who come, you know, without asking questions about a report that they haven't had access to.
But Bob, weren't you thinking the report would still be given?
Yeah.
But the focus of the discussion after, or the discussion afterwards, would be more focused because you all would have had time to read it first.
And have our questions ready and you know, jump right into it.
Okay, so you're not talking about having it sent out in lieu of the person giving the report.
I'm saying if we had it in advance.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Bob. Yeah.
I do too.
That you know, that part, if there might be times when it wouldn't be possible, but we can sure attempt to do that.
And we're talking about the focus report in that.
And it's also the kind of thing, you know, it's the, you know, from year to year, they want to reinvent the wheel all the time, but it's like if they know that each year, we're, you know, there needs to be a report from the commission on the major. First time that they got a better from scratch, but and then following years they can take what they did before and adjust it.
Be more concise, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay, so are we saying that we're going to do that rather than do this other thing?
I think that might, we could say and see if, I think that might.
It's more fluid and I like that.
Take away the need for it.
Yeah.
I think that the two, I think doing both would be fine, to begin compiling a, you know, a bunch of material that any new person, whether it's a board member or someone from the public or a new staff person, could read to get really focused articles about each little section of what we do, plus having the presentation on a cycling basis. I don't think it needs to be one or the other. I think it would be really good to have as a resource, as well as the ongoing, the fluid part of new updates, new news, and so forth that would be brought each time.
Yeah, that approach makes sense to me. I was thinking if we were just talking about the, you know, the focus things themselves being put together in whatever, that if we're going to be, you know, cycling and getting new ones all the time, really wouldn't make necessarily a lot of sense. But I think developing something that that is for new people and, you know, new information board members and new staff and interested parties, maybe even people who might want to donate or whatever, a good idea. So do we want to establish any kind of time frame? We've talked about that for quite a while. Do we want to, you know, talk about any kind of time frame for that or method of doing it, or do you want to...
The packaging?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, if, unless somebody dies or moves, we're not going to have a new person for a while that we start doing these quarterly things and then... If somebody sees something interesting and important, you know, just create a file for it and just dump it, you know, like stuff that gets emailed to the commissioners. I suppose, you know, leave it to, if we see that's especially good, we could recommend that be dumped in or Pearl or Jan or whoever, you know, could make decisions themselves and dump that into just a file that's just compiled. You know, I mean, I guess we're deciding, you know, I guess this, you know, when I see it, kind of approach, which isn't very instructive as to what should go in that file.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
That is that I will take a look and discuss with administration kind of a big list of what are all the topics over time that we need to inform the board about. And then, so that'll be one piece, and I can present that list to you next time. And we would set up, we would just do a kind of a cycling with updates of those main areas of importance. And then also, I will contact the people who have made presentations so far and see if they can put together, or if they already have, a written, version of what they presented to us, and even if they don't have it, I'll bet they could do that for me so that we can have the ones that were done already. And so, you know, and then we begin the cycling. And of course, as over time, any new things that come up that, you know, like if we had a new grant, we would have. That would be a good one to put in. Let's have a presentation on that. Not just an update by me, but an actual focus on that topic by the person that's running the grant.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else. There might be things you want to bring that you want us to speak to. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay. That seems reasonable to me. And then when there is a need, it could be put into whatever form it needs to be, whether it's electronic or hard copy or whatever. It's all compiled somewhere,
right?
Like Bob was talking about.
Yes, exactly. That's what I included in.
My suggestion for the next topic to me, it would be bending, because if we did some things, the rule changing that kind of changed as far as some of their reporting requirements and you know, auditing, you know, came up with some additional issues, and I think maybe just, you know, bending might be a good, as good as any to start with next time, see how they're implementing the new requirements and just how that program is going. And
yeah, you know, before you mentioned that, the issue that I was thinking about, since we had touched on it kind of today, was the multi-disabled, or, you know, I don't know if we want to specifically emphasize the deafblind or, you know, whatever, but we, that certainly is an issue that we need to focus on at some point.
Yeah, I agree that, and that might be, because we've never done that specifically.
Right.
I think it is, because it's obviously the direction that the needs and services being delivered are going into.
And a couple of other issues that are very important that we haven't talked really about as board is informed choice is one, self-employment is one, supported employment, but informed choice and self-employment are very important topics.
That was a big topic back in Houston this year.
Yes. Right.
What is informed choice? I'm not sure.
That people have, truly the consumers have the choice of where they receive services and, you know, what, and the informed part means that they need to be given options and allowed to exercise them. So if we have finished the sort of like focus packet, we are now to...
I'm sorry, I need to go back to that 1 second about for next time, what you want us to, as the items for next time.
Was making that a new item.
Oh, okay.
Kind of closing the door on the one and opening the door on the, which one of these focuses do we want?
Thank you.
For the next meeting. Okay, we have one vote for the business enterprise.
I brought it, but I like that informed choice. I suppose that, you know, that might, I'm sure there's consumers out there that have a different perspective on it than I do. Maybe it's an issue that there's a lot of, you know, controversy, but a lot of conversation about how it's all dealt with.
Quite a bit of controversy, too.
Yeah, I imagine so.
For informed choice, we have one vote for the business enterprise. Michelle, what?
I'm leaning towards informed choice.
Okay. Well, it's looking to me like a 3-1 vote going with informed choice. We could then possibly do the business enterprise at the next one. Does that seem reasonable, Dorothy?
No, yeah, I'm not real gamble on the media.
And if I could add, it could be that some of these changes with regard to the BE program, I'll be able to report on, you know, specific things that have changed, how it's working, what vendors are doing, what we're doing, and have that be a part of my report, and not needing a full-fledged focus. And the other part of it is, with the fact that we're going to have the meeting along with the state staff meeting, informed choice is something that we're going to be working on at that meeting. So that would help it to tie in beautifully with the fact that the board's going to meet with staff.
Okay. Okay, so we will focus on the informed choice Now, are we have scheduled concerning the date and location and all of that of the next meeting. You know, we will be meeting with the staff. Do we need to either carve out a portion of that day where we meet in addition to that, or are we going to set another meeting in our usual, like, November or whatever way? How are we doing that?
I would vote for another meeting.
Are you going to let the public to be in the staff meeting?
Can I interject here, if I can?
Sure.
I got on the internet and looked up the local community college here, and our fall break is actually the 10th and 11th of October, so that's not going to work, and I think we should just go ahead and schedule it for when we had it, and I'll just work that out with my individual teachers. Not a big deal.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we were talking about, yeah, and your point about, you know, our meetings need to be public. I see the meeting with the staff as a separate animal myself, but I was just wondering.
Yeah, I don't see how we could combine it, even though I'd like to.
That's right.
But I don't see how we could.
Do you have thoughts about that, Pearl?
I think having them separate is a good idea.
Okay, so whatever, you know, whatever we hear and learn and all of that about informed choice will just give us more information when we get to the next meeting, which I would presume would be, well, I'm not going to presume. When do you want the next?
I forgot to bring my Nebraska football schedule along.
I don't have one either.
I know the only open date for sure is the November 23rd, but that doesn't work for me. So that's, when do we play Kansas?
I don't know. Yeah. Michelle, you want to go on the internet?
Yeah, Michelle, while you're on the internet, go to
I don't know.
Husker.com and, or what is it, what's the main site of that?
Husker.com, I think it has a paper, doesn't it?
Yeah, I bet it does.
I think so.
Do you hear that?
Michelle, can you go to the website? We have important matters to discuss.
You guys are really serious.
Yeah.
See, some people don't realize that football is, if it was a religious holiday, nobody would.
We're very happy over at ACB because we got him off the president. Now we don't have to worry about the football game.
Yeah,
let me
put the phone down a minute and I'll go check.
It becomes an issue for more than just whether people are interested in it or not. It really does.
But this will be a link.
Make accommodations different and
yeah.
Well, didn't we talk about Omaha being the fall?
We have talked about that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. While we talk about
and then you can have your football game every morning.
A couple other things.
Of course, they reschedule those games so much you really can't tell on time anyway.
Totally. We also need to do elections, but I forgot about
the November is exceedingly full for me. The first week of, actually the first week of November is open, but the week of the 11th is when the New Mexico National Conference on Residential Training Centers for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
The week of the 18th is the CSABR and NCSAB meetings. And that will be the point at which I officially move into the president's role, although actually I think the president is going to resign pretty soon and I'll move in sooner, but I definitely have to be at that meeting. And the week of the 25th, I am planning to take vacation and I've already got it set up, so.
Me too, Pearl. So.
Yeah.
I'll we'll find out that weekend.
Okay, great.
When is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is, I think, the 28th. Yeah, 28th and 20th. Well, 28th. Thursday is 28th.
So November's pretty much out, we have the...
It really, unless that, like the very last week of October, which then Friday's November 1st, or that next week, the week of, that starts Monday, November 4th, is not terrible. I would have options there. And I guess you're looking at Saturdays. The 9th is the White Cane Banquet in Omaha.
Right.
Well, that may be the time we have a meeting then. So we'd already be in Omaha.
That might not be a bad idea, Dorothy.
No, we go to White Cane Banquet after our meeting.
Yeah. Sticking and we'll be on the road, so.
Okay, so all coordinates.
Figures to be a TV game at some point, but that could be anytime.
Are you back, Michelle?
No, I'm back. I'm trying to get it. My computer's working a little slow here.
Well, we are considering the 9th of November in Omaha.
Okay.
Is that doable for you?
Okay. I think that's doable for me. Looks like we have a homecoming game in Lincoln.
Against who?
Could you say that again?
What's the game? Who do we play that day?
It says November 9th, Kansas, homecoming in Lincoln.
Well, that seems reasonable. Okay, so is the 9th of November okay for everybody then?
Yes.
We can always put up a...
Well, we'll start the meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What time does that game start? Does it say?
It says to be announced.
Yeah, and they don't announce them ahead of time anymore. Hardly.
Oh.
So it'd be 1 o'clock. If
it
it's
could
normal,
be anywhere from 1 to 6 or.
Kansas figures to be a would be a not a network game,
right,
so it'd be Fox, so it could be at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it could be one of those really early things. We'll just have to.
Yeah. Kansas is one game at all.
You'll
so,
let us know.
So what time do we want to start? Does the 9 o'clock in the morning thing work for people, or?
About 8:30.
No, 9 would really be better. Because, you know, they're set up time first and
yeah,
you know, especially for Jan and myself, there's about an hour ahead of time, a minimum a half hour, and sometimes up to an hour if we have to go and set up, make sure the room's right. We're not there the night before, and I wouldn't want to add a couple of overnight, you know, two hotel rooms just so we could be there at 7.
Okay.
So.
9 o'clock.
Was this in Omaha?
Yes. No, 9 o'clock.
Oh, no, but I mean, originally said 7.
Well, I was teasing about 7.
Oh, okay.
8:30 was, but I...
Will 9 o'clock in the morning work for you, Michelle?
Sure.
She'd definitely have to be there the night before.
Yeah.
Leave at midnight and roll right in at meeting time. Then you lose an hour, too.
Okay, so we have the date is the 9th of November, the time is 9 o'clock in the morning, the location is Omaha. The other thing that I forgot about is that we have generally done the election of officers on the board in our, you know, at our July meeting. So
I nominate Barbara as president.
I second it again.
Okay.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Barbara, you can continue to chair the election.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that.
Just give us the money later on.
Yeah, right. I'll continue to do the best I can to do what that job means, and everybody can help define and redefine it. Okay, so the
vice chairperson is up for election.
Well, Bill has been, so I renominate Bill as...
I'll second that.
Okay, Bill has been renominated for vice chairperson.
So far, that job hasn't happened.
That has been a busy job.
Are you up to it again?
I'll suffer through.
Are there other nominations? Are there other nominations? Are there other nominations? Somebody speak some?
Call for the vote.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Bill got one vote.
One vote.
Again. Okay, as long as you don't have opposition here, I guess you're still in, Bill. Okay, and then we've had our executive session secretary. We just elected Bob Burns to that not long ago, so...
Second.
Okay, are there any other nominations for the executive session secretary? Are there nominations, other nominations? Somebody moved, they seized and elect him by acclamation. Dorothy just did. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So I got three votes.
Yeah. I think it woke up, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Everybody senses at the end of the year.
Okay, is there other business?
I have a question.
Yes.
The date for when we're going to meet with the NCBVI staff, what was that again?
The week of October 21st, and it would either be the 22nd.
No, Pearl had to check the...
Oh, yeah.
It might be that week. It might be the week of the 14th.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Because I do need to check on when Carlos and Bob are supposed to be out in Scott's Bluff and do their round of case reviews. And since I have two different pieces on my material here, I need to check that in. But it'll be one of those weeks, and I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Okay.
Okay, and it will either be Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday. And okay. We decided, I believe, that we would do our thing on the first day of that. So it would either be a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Okay.
Of one or the other of those 2 weeks.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is there other business? Other business going once, twice? Gone. That's a non-debatable motion. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.